Welcome to the Leadership and Professional Development Podcast with Don Gatewood, and I am super excited for today's episode. How many of you all have thought about self-branding or have heard of that word? How many of you all have thought about what's the appropriate way to interact professionally, etiquette? How many of you all have had challenges or thought about believing in myself, challenges with believing in myself? Well, if you've ever thought about those things or have asked yourself those questions, you are not alone. There are thousands, actually millions of people, professionals, who as we go through our daily goals and operations, that we're faced with various different questions and challenges that we all do not necessarily have the answer to. And today, we're going to help you get one step closer to figuring out how to discover those answers. And I have a very special guest today, Mr. Atumale, who is going to be joining us as a co-host, is going to share just some knowledge and information that could really help guide in those areas. So to no further ado, I would like to give you, Mr. Atumale, welcome, sir, to our show. Woo!
No, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And I really am excited to have you here because there's some amazing information that's going to be shared in today's episode. But before we get into all of the nuts and the bolts of what we're here to discuss, can you start out by telling the people a little bit about you, about your career path and your education path?
All right. I'd like to start by saying thank you, Dawn, for inviting me to your podcast. I'm so excited, all the way from South Africa. I'm really, really excited, you know. And yeah, just a little bit about myself. As you may know, I'm Itumele Malefetsa and born in the largest township of South Africa, which is Soweto, situated in the Gauteng province. I'm a swimwear model, a life and career coach, dance, fitness instructor, also do wedding choreographies, and I'm also an MC for different events. And I can safely say that my interests are traveling. I travel a lot, and I'm a very adventurous individual. I enjoy reading. I enjoy instilling information in one person's mind, which is motivating. And in terms of my educational background, I went to Marydale Primary School, of which where I did my lower grade there, and then moved to Northview High School, which I did my completed my matric. My matric then, which is, I think in the US, it's called like the 12th grade, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And then I moved to varsity at the University of Johannesburg, where I completed my qualification in transport economics. So yeah, that's just a little bit about myself. And currently at work, I work at the University of Johannesburg as a development and fundraising office. As well as meeting clients. I enjoy what I do.
Wow. So first and foremost, for anyone who has ever complained about having one job, we just heard this man lay out about 15 jobs. So one thing we know for sure is that you are a hard worker, high work ethic, ambitious, driven, and your, you know, eyes are headed straight to the future. So I love it. That type of a profile is something that I certainly admire. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Clearly, Atumale, you are very motivated. You have several career interests. Where did this focus and this drive, where did it start? How did it start for you?
Well, Dawn, to be honest with you, I always felt like even when I was in my lower grade, I always felt that I can do and be anything I want to be. But it's just that I couldn't tap into that thing inside of me because of what? Because of confidence. Because I was just scared what other people are gonna say about me, are gonna judge me. Negative people are gonna, people always have something to say that, no, you can't do it. No, you can't do it. You know, if you want to sing, no, you can't sing. You know, people always have something negative to say. But I took it up. I think it was when I was just after my check, when I was doing my grade, my 12th grade. That's when I took it upon myself when I started my me being a Latin and ballroom dancer. That's where it all started. Me being a Latin and ballroom dancer, from there, I started and going on into being a swimwear model. People starting approaching me into doing all these activities. And how I actually got into being a motivational speaker, it actually got to a point where people always used to come to me asking me for advice, and advice, be it at work, you know, workplace, be it life, day-to-day situations that actually happen, that are happening. So that's how I actually got to be the person that I am and to be so self-motivated. And after that, that's when I started realizing that, you know what, I can actually be anything that I want to be, because whatever I touch actually turns to gold. And it's one of those things that I would like to tell the people out there, that you know what, everything and anything is possible.
You know what? What I appreciate most about your story is the realness of the statement of people have something to say, or people will always have something to say. I think that that is something that we all, many of us, have in common. We've experienced at one point or another, whether it's a childhood, whether it's in the religious space that we occupy, whether it's within our work, even within our households, with our family members and our friends, even sometimes, whether it's intentional, whether the person means well, and whether they don't, we all have heard at some point information, messaging that says, why are you doing this? Or you can't do that. Or that doesn't make sense to me. And one jewel that you have, you know, expressed is, or I'd like to say that I pull it from what you expressed, is oftentimes when people are telling you what you can't do or challenging you about what you're doing, that's less of a reflection of you, but more of a reflection of where they are. Oftentimes we have limits. We have self-esteem issues and how we see ourselves. We put ourselves in boxes as to what we can and can't, and then we project that onto other people. So what I have found, how I deal with that, is when I hear people saying something that may be less than optimistic about what I can and can't do, I just say to myself, maybe this person has limits. Maybe they haven't had dreams and that's why they're making that position. But that doesn't have anything to do with me. That has everything to do with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. I couldn't even explain it even better. Because people always have something to say. Whether you do good, people have something to say. Whether you do bad, people have something to say. You have to do what makes you happy. If whatever it is that you're doing makes you happy, go for it, because it feeds your soul.
Right, right. Now, you, Tumalang, have various different career passions and a lot of different things that you're doing day in and day out. And I actually, today, though, we're going to focus a lot on the career coach, the life coaching, because that is an area where I know with all the things you have going on, that's one of your biggest passions, with the life coaching, the career coaching, and helping people identify the best pathway to reach their highest potential. So I want to know specifically what motivated you to go into that particular space. I kind of got a little bit of understanding, because you talked about earlier how a lot of people, they come to you, they trust you, they believe you have a lot of credibility, so you seem to be a person that folks have naturally come to. But how did you develop and say, wow, this is something that can really be a career and a pathway for me to make a difference and an influence?
Well, Dawn, for me, it really started, as I've mentioned earlier, that I would get a lot of people coming up to me, asking me for advices, be it life matters, be it career issues. And there was a point where my line manager at that time actually requested me to actually go talk at a graduate function. It was only a 1 day and one hour slot. So I went there, and when I got there, I got that prepared, and I was actually speaking to graduates. I was speaking to learnerships. I was speaking to internship employees. You know, that was when I knew that this is a calling for me. When I started talking and standing in front of all these people and motivating them, informing them and feeding them with all this information, feeding them with all this knowledge on how to carry themselves. And I think for me, it all started within me because of how I actually carry myself. I believe in myself. I know that I can do it. I wake up every morning. I tell myself every day that, you know what, I can be and do anything that I want to achieve.
That is so important. And what I like about your area, because you just laid out the areas within your life coaching, you laid out some of the specific in career coaching, the specific areas that you focus on. You mentioned self-branding, etiquette, believing in yourself. Now, two things. Why those areas are so important is because many of us, we have dreams of reaching a destination, but there are different steps and a pathway to take in order to achieve goals and reach those destinations. And without some of the areas that you focus on, people may have an ambition and a dream, but they don't know how to get there. So what mm-hmm. you're doing is helping people know how to get there. Now, could you take a few moments to talk about what self-branding and etiquette is?
Thank you, Dawn. I would like to start by saying self-branding, which also is also known as personal branding. When you're talking about self-branding, we're talking about specialization, we're talking about leadership, we're talking about personality, how to carry yourself within the workplace and off the workplace as well. Distinctiveness, how unique are you? How different are you from all the other people around you? Visibility, are you visible enough? Are you able to network? Are you able to be seen? And when you're talking to people, how do you talk to people? And we're talking about utility, persistence, and we're also talking about law of goodwill. You know, those are the kind of things of self-branding in terms of how to carry yourself, how to walk, how to talk, how to sit down on a chair in a professional way, as well as etiquette, which is the behavior, which is things that are actually happening around us, how you answer your phone within the workplace and how you basically carry yourself and mannerism on a day-to-day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I think that's really important because I hear people oftentimes talking about branding and self-branding, whether I'm on the internet or on social media. And I think that, you know, I like to add, when it comes to self-branding, one of the most important things for a person to really think about is, what exactly is it that, what is your passion? What is it that you do? What is it that you're focused on? And the way you move, the way you make decisions, how you present yourself should all be in line with what it is that you say that you do, that you say what your passion is. And it's a process. It's not something that naturally happens, but there is a coordinated effort to make sure that all of those things are in line. Now, when you talk about etiquette, that's a real interesting word, Tumalane, because I believe that a lot of us, when we say etiquette, we naturally think about at the dinner table, you have the etiquette of pick up this spoon or use this knife, sit down at this point, or don't start eating until the queen starts to eat sort of thing. But when you talk about editing, I get the sneaky suspicion that you're talking about something beyond that. So could you talk about what exactly etiquette is?
Well, etiquette is mannerism. Yes, you are absolutely right. When you're talking about etiquette, dinner table, we can't eat before the queen, something like that. How to hold a spoon. Well, etiquette in general is behavior, is mannerism. And mannerism comes a very, very long way. And behavior, how you behave, you know what I mean? You need to behave civilized because we are human beings. So yeah, in just a nutshell, etiquette, it's all about mannerism. It's all about behavior. How to carry yourself. Are you always neat? Are you always up to date? Are you well put together, you know? And do you pay attention to detail? So, yeah, such things.
Right. And the thing about etiquette that's so interesting is I think most of us at Tumulang, we assume that the way we move, the way that we are, the way we communicate, that because that's standard for us or normal for us, that it's just okay. But the truth is, in certain scenarios, some of the very things that we do or we're super comfortable with, that may not be the proper etiquette or the proper protocol for the space that you're in. How many times have people made a decision that led to a wrong or bad impression, and that business deal or that outcome they wanted didn't occur? And they're sitting around saying, I don't know what happened. I thought things were okay. I don't know why it didn't move forward. And sometimes it's because that expectation, that business expectation that that person had or those people had, your decision-making, how you move was completely outside of that. And they decided that, no, this is not the right person and this is not the right time. And so it's important to be aware of what those unspoken expectations are. And as you talk about etiquette, you learn some of those things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because of if you won't even be getting a deal, it's still okay, you know, it's still okay because it was just not your time. It's one of the things that we must understand that each and everything, Dawn, has its time. And if it's your time, it's going to be your time.
Exactly. And if there's anything that we can do on our end to make that time come faster, like being aware, that is certainly something that could make, you know, things happen a little bit quicker. And I think that etiquette is one of those huge areas and quite frankly, a huge blind spot for a lot of people. Now, when you talk about self-branding, obviously that's a space there you focus on. What's some of the challenges that you've noticed for people who are working on self-branding? What are some of the common challenges that people have with accomplishing that goal?
Well, firstly, self-branding can help you create positive impressions through the way you present and package yourself. And some of the challenges that I've actually come across is confidence. People are not confident. People don't believe in themselves. And it's one of those things that actually I have came across in terms of self-branding. And your personal branding should be very strongly influenced by several factors. Factors such as your appearance, factors such as your personality, your skills, your unique value. And I believe that your personal brand will really shine if you train your personality towards being a positive influence to all those around you and treating others with respect and humility.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, one thing that you did mention is believing in yourself. So when you went down the list of areas of focus within your organization, you mentioned believing in yourself. I thought that was especially powerful. Because I think that from a standpoint of growth and development, I'm not so sure that that's a conversation that people focus on. They may focus on computer, public speaking, even things like self-branding, how to put on the right clothes and stuff. But believing in yourself, I think that that is one of those, miss opportunities. I think some folks just assume that, we all know how to believe in ourselves. That's not something that needs to be discussed. But I think differently. I think that, believing in yourself is a huge challenge for many. And that is the core of why some people fail to reach their fullest potential or the fullest goal that they have. So how did you decide that you wanted to include believing in yourself? What did you find was missing in your clients? How did it become the case where you wanted to make sure that that was a focus of your business?
Well, Adon, failing to fail is okay. When a person fails, it's okay. And when I got to a point where actually I got to my clients and started by motivating about in this focused area of believing in yourself, I would get a lot of clients of which their backgrounds, they're not very strong. They come from very disadvantaged backgrounds. They just don't have the strength in terms of believing in themselves and knowing that they can do and be anything they want to be. So that's where I actually took it from, that we get a lot of young people who come from disadvantaged areas. And that's where I saw that this is a gap and of which a lot of people are not believing in themselves. And that's where I need to come in and actually uplift and tell them and inform them and educate them in terms of believing in themselves so that they can be anything they want to be and achieving and knowing that each and everything that they do, it is possible. Because of this saying, that says what's the saying again, if you believe in yourself, anything is possible. So that's what I always tell them. If you believe in yourself, anything is possible. Yeah,
I think that's a wonderful quote, and I really admire that particular area of focus you have. Wow, there are so many reasons not to believe in yourself. Sometimes the neighborhood that you live in, sometimes the circumstances that you see, even the dreams that you may have, there may be no one around you that's accomplishing or doing that very thing that you want to do. And some of us say, wow, I want to be this business executive or entrepreneurship, but there's no one around that's doing that. And when you don't see it, you may say, well, I can't do it because no one else around me is doing it. And so we have a lot of talent, a lot of dreams that may go unfulfilled because of that simple thought. And so as we're talking about, empowering people, that belief in yourself is pivotal. It's important. It's not spoke about enough. It's not seen as a problem or symptom enough. And I admire that focus because that's something that we need to continue to do, continue to motivate, continue to inspire. And I really, really am excited about that particular area that you are focused on. Now, after you provide all of these different trainings, what do you expect to happen? So once a person has gone through your classes, your courses, they've met with you, and it's all done. It's done. What do you expect to happen after it's all done?
Well, I expect to see change. Mm-hmm. I really expect to see change because your personal brand really is supposed to shine, for me, I get so fulfilled, and it actually feeds my soul when I see another individual glowing. It actually feeds my soul seeing someone else believing in themselves, having that confidence to a certain level, And after coaching them, I normally have one-on-one basis, one-on-one talks basis with them. And what I've actually gathered is they've really changed. People really do change, you know, and change to be greater, change for the better, and change for themselves. Because I always mention to them that whenever you change, you must always remember that you are not changing for anyone, but you are changing for yourself. Why? To be good. Why? To be greater and to be unique than everyone else. It's okay when people talk about you, but the main focus is you and what you want to do going forward.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you one final question regarding this. Have you ever experienced someone that after you've done all this amazing training, shared, explained, attempted to motivate, somehow they just weren't able to receive it, or they rejected it, or they pushed back? Have you ever had an experience where it seemed like it just wasn't working?
I've had numerous of those. And that's when I would actually, after having the session, probably after 2 days, that's when they would like come up to me or email me saying that they want to meet up, and actually saying, when we meet up, basically they would mention that whatever it is that I'm saying, they feel like they've read it somewhere, it's unbelievable, it's not true, this, that, and the other. So that's where I need to, that's where I tell them that, you know what, whatever it is that I'm actually telling you, whatever it is that I'm coaching you on, I did not read it anyway. It's from life experiences.
Experience.
It's from, yes, it's life experiences. What I've actually been through before and up until now. You know,
right.
It's not a matter of I've read it from a book or something like that. It's things that are actually matters. And when I was elected to be the board, I think it was the a board member.
Okay.
In my division.
Okay.
Institution, I was the youngest, and that's when I actually started realizing that, you know what, anything is possible. So that's one of the things that I actually informed them, that, you know what, it's fine if you don't believe, if you don't take whatever it is, but I'm here to assist you, you know, I'm here to help you, take it or not. But the thing is that I'm here to assist you, to be good, to be better, to be greater than what you are. I need to transform you. Transformation. Okay.
Absolutely. And I like that, the idea of when you said, you know, take it or not, because sometimes the timing is not always right. Sometimes the goals that we have, it's about timing, timeline. I mean, how many times have we wanted something, but the timing just was not right? And so that is a key component to, you know, success as well, is recognizing time. Sometimes we do have to wait when it's more beneficial for us. And so that is a wonderful step to take for a person to understand that, you know, this door is always here. The opportunity is going to be here. You know, whether you need, you know, a week or a month, you know, the opportunity is there when you're ready, though. And that is a very important lesson to learn as well. You have just been a book of lessons today, Tumalane. Thank you so much for just sharing with us a little bit more about these areas that you focus on, and just what the life of a coach, a career coach, a life coach looks like. Some of the challenges, but also some of the opportunities, and what some of the motivations that you have. I certainly can say that your career path, the journey that you've taken so far, has been super ambitious. It has been formidable, and it is something that is truly admirable. So thank you so much for what you've done, and to be a mirror and a model of success for all of the people and the clients that you serve. So thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Dawn. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before we leave, though, I do have a couple of questions for you, because I want the audience to get the chance to get to know a little bit more about you. So I have this game. It's called This or That. Now, all you have to do is I will give you two examples, two questions, two whatever I'm going to give you. And you just tell me which one you would choose. You ready?
Yeah.
You nervous? Okay, let's start here. Okay, Master KG or Burna Boy?
Master KG.
Okay, so why you say Master KG?
I would say Master KG because of the diversity that he has.
Okay.
I would really say okay. The diversity.
So
yeah.
Master KG is a super dope artist in South Africa, one of the most popular people taking over the world. So, okay, Master KG.
Yes.
That's what's up. Now, Dubai or China?
Sure. Wow, though. Okay, fine. Dubai or China? And I would go for Dubai.
Why?
I would go for China, reason being for their transformation, for their digital transformation, how they've actually transformed.
Okay.
And it is one of the leading countries with the digitalization of transformation, you know? So I think particularly for China, it will be with regards to that. However, leisure, it will be Dubai. Dubai is amazing.
Right.
It's a place to be. It's paradise.
It's paradise, yeah. You've been to both, and I thought that I knew that you enjoyed both of those places, so I was interested to see. I think I have the same conclusion as you, Dubai as well. China was a marvelous place to visit. It's truly different than anything that I've seen before. But yeah, Dubai is, like you say, it's a paradise. It's just a dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And so the final question is, it's probably going to be the most difficult question. Let's see, or maybe not. You all have some really amazing TV shows, Uzalo, Generations, or Skim Sam. What would you say is your best show or favorite show?
I would say it's Generations.
Okay.
Reason being, it has been there for many, many years. From my grandparents' years, you know, and I think it has kept and it has always been consistent up until thus far. So, and we've actually grown up watching Generations at home, you know.
Okay.
I actually grew up watching Generations when I was very little. So up until now, Generations is still there. It still exists. And obviously, but you know, the characters changes.
Absolutely.
But I would actually vote for Generations simply because it's been a long-standing soapy. Yeah,
right, yeah,
absolutely.
And, yeah, I've had a chance to watch all three, so I enjoyed them all.
Okay.
I won't pick anyone. They all seem
really but you
fun
have to.
But I have watched them. They are good shows, and I can see why they are big raiders in South Africa. Thank you so much, Atumaleng. This has been an amazing interview. You've dropped a lot of nuggets on us. And if the people want to connect with you, what would be the best way for us to reach you?
The best way to reach me is on social media, on Instagram. My handle is @itu_alphamale, @itu_alphamale. Or they can reach me on LinkedIn, which is Itumeleng Malefetsa. And as well on my Gmail account, which is IJ Malefetsa, which is IJMALEFETSA@gmail.com. If anyone wants to reach me, contact me for bookings, anything, they can reach me there.
Okay. And one final question before we leave. I know you are a man who is fit and you enjoy music. What is one of the most recent songs you've added to your workout playlist?
Oh, it is Beyonce Haunted.
I know if I'm hard to you, I'm hard to you, hard to you, you must be hard to me.
Okay, so That song is not a new song, but you've recently added it to you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You added that to your playlist. Okay. That's what's up. Let's see. What have I added to my playlist recently? I'm going through my playlist now. Okay. I have added, what do I want to say? I added recently a song by an artist named Santi Gold, and the name of the song is You'll Find a Way. It's a pretty fun song. Santi Gold.
All right.
You should check her out. She's a star who is kind of on the underground, but she makes some really funky and eclectic music. And that's one of her songs that I really like so much. It makes me jump all around and go crazy. It's a perfect workout song.
You said it's Santi Gold?
Yes, Santi Gold. It's Santigold. And the name of the song is You'll Find a Way. It's just crazy.
I've got it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Atumulane. This has been an awesome, awesome conversation today. I'm super excited. You've brought the fire, the heat from South Africa, so much so that I'm looking forward to jump on the next plane and come into the amazing place that is South Africa. Thank you for representing your country. Thank you for representing your cause. Thank you for representing all things excellent. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Thank you for having me.
And for all my guests, I appreciate you. I love you. Keep on listening. Keep on watching. Make sure you share with your network. Make sure you like. When you have questions, feel free to email me. You got my email address. I'll leave it in the notes again. Any story ideas, any show ideas, any guest ideas, I'm open to it all. Make sure you keep me in your hearts and your minds, and make sure you keep coming back. That's it. That's all we have for today. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. We out.